these latest Newcastle United headlines, and all the speculation is mounting about Steve McLaren's future as Magpies boss. McLaren's job at Newcastle appears to be hanging by a thread following Saturday's 3-1 defeat at home to Bournemouth. The loss leaves the Magpies second bottom in the Premier League and facing a real battle to stay up in the 10 games that remain. Reports say that owner Mike Ashley is poised to sack the former Middlesbrough, Derby and England boss, with David Moyes, Brendan Rodgers, Rafa Benitez, Harry Redknapp and Nigel Pearson all linked with taking over. Former owner Sir John Hall has told BBC Radio 5 Live that Mike Ashley needs to sack McLaren for the greater good of the team in order to try and keep them up. Newcastle have not made any official comment following the defeat against Bournemouth, but speculation is increasing that McLaren is on the verge of the sack. It's believed that Ashley and managing director Lee Charnley are cautious about replacing McLaren before they have positively identified his replacement. Several potential candidates are unwilling to take over just until the end of the season, with relegation a real possibility. McLaren was subjected to a torrent of abuse from the stands at St James's Park on Saturday, the home fans singing, "You're getting sacked" in the morning. But the embattled boss has vowed to stay on. McLaren and the first team squad are on a scheduled day off on Monday, but it's thought that the next 24 hours will be vital in McLaren's immediate future as Newcastle manager. Speaking about whether or not he would quit, McLaren was insistent, "Quit? No way. That's for the other people to decide. I don't do that. I have enough experience. I've been through this with chance like there have been quite a few times. That's the perils of there being a manager, and especially of this team this season." But McLaren was trying to be as defiant as possible. He said, "We have to get back to the training ground to put things right. The good thing is that we still have 10 games to go."